This political season, there have been efforts to keep out illegal immigrants and to reach out to the group which accounts for most of the influx. The first ads in Spanish for Wisconsin governor aired this fall.
El gobernador Jim Doyle y yo trabajamos duro para hacer lo justo para todas las familias.
In that commercial, broadcast on Telemundo Cable Network, Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton talks about what the Doyle administration has done for working families. The commercial did not directly address illegal immigration, but came at a time when the gubernatorial candidates were sparring over efforts to control it. The issue has also come up in the race for state attorney general. UW-Madison political science professor John Coleman says it's unclear whether the GOP scores political points by talking tough on illegal immigration.
I think there's an undercurrent of caution about it, particularly for Republicans. You focus on an issue if you think it's going to help at election time, and the Republican message on immigration was so divided that the party was so internally split.
Some Democrats running for office appeared at pro-immigration rallies this summer, but a pastor sympathetic with the cause criticizes state and local politicians for what he calls symbolic gestures. Father Michael Close is pastor of Holy Family Catholic Church in Arcadia, where the mayor tried to make English the official language.
Rallies don't do a darn thing. Yeah, people show up and they say we support you, or they show their indignation at whatever's going on, but what is really needed are sensible immigration laws.
Madison immigration attorney Grant Sovereign says the laws on immigration are complex. The partner Quarles and Brady compares it to the federal tax code in its difficulty. Sovereign says local government's role is limited. Congress makes immigration law, and for the most part, federal agencies enforce it. Still, he says politicians at the local level talk about it because of its social and economic effect.
This is a very important issue for a lot of people on both sides, and also I think it's an issue that's not well understood, so it's easily taken advantage of by politicians from time to time. But that doesn't mean that they all have bad motives. I think that they all want to be involved in a solution.
In western Wisconsin, there was backlash against a proposed crackdown on illegal immigration. The mayor of Arcadia wanted English as the official language in a small city which depends heavily on Hispanic labor for companies producing furniture and processing chicken. The mayor also wanted to hold property owners accountable if they allowed anyone to live in the city illegally. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.